With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I think the pitchers would enjoy it. So let me just tell Al, because he could not hear me for some reason, because CeeLo's in the other studio.
Oh, hi, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Good to talk to you. You guys were talking about Matt Martin and the Islanders possibly winning the Stanley Cup, and I was like, whoa. CeeLo was like, you know, Boomer would be happy about that. Whoa, wait a minute, CeeLo. Just calm down. The only thing I would be happy about is that that Winnie would be in the Stanley Cup. That I would be happy for her, and I would be happy for my daughter. But I am a Ranger fan, CeeLo, and you should know that, for God's sake. So let's just leave it at that. You know, here's the thing. Angel Hernandez is an idiot. You know, and Phil Nevin told him so, and I love it.
Took you this long to figure that out?
No, I know that, but I just want to say it again. Okay? And, you know, and even, you know, when Paul and Paul O'Neill and David Cohn were talking about it, you know, they were talking about how it's all about him. And, you know, they screwed Mike Ford. I mean, they screwed him. Now, Mike Ford screwed himself, too. He swung at a couple bad pitches. You know, and then Andujar comes up and swings at, you know, the first pitch. But I will say that I thought the Yankees were coming back, man. They were definitely coming back. And if Ford gets on base there, man, Joe Girardi was panicking, you know, just running relievers in and out. We've been down that road before with him. But and by the way, you know, I thought that the broadcast – was very matter of fact. Like, there was no excitement even when the Yankees scored four runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. You know, and it's kind of weird seeing the home team in the road uniforms.
Yeah, right. Which is, this whole thing has been weird. This is what I was trying to tell you the other day. I mean, it's just strange. It's hard for me to totally wrap my mind around these games counting. Every day that goes by, I'm more and more getting used to it. But then something like yesterday happens, where you got the teams wearing the different uniforms, and the home team isn't the home team, and then there's seven-inning doubleheaders, which I've never seen before. Those are two things I've never seen before. I've never seen a seven-inning doubleheader, because that's never happened in the history of baseball. And I've never seen the two teams saying that the home team is the away team, and the away team is the home team. So it's weird, man. It's totally weird. But one thing is consistent. You're right. Angel Hernandez sucks. So at least you have that to make you feel like you're watching real baseball.
The other thing, the Yankees have a problem with their left-handed starting pitching, with the exception of Jordan Montgomery. You know, J-Hap and Paxton right now are just a mess. I don't know how else to put it. You know, they stake a Hap to a 3-0 lead, and he just turns around and gives it right back up. And a lot of it's due to wildness and walks and things like that. It gets himself in trouble. And then the hit parade came by the Phillies, man. It was just like one hit after the next. And the bomb by Harper was huge yesterday for them. But I don't know. You know, I figured there's going to be a lot of home runs. I didn't expect the 3-1 game, you know, in the second game with, you know, Aaron Nola actually was pitching pretty well. But another home run by Voit. I mean, that's a bandbox, that building. And you knew there were going to be a ton of home runs. And that home run by Judge in the first game was just, I mean, that was a missile. But if Mike Ford gets on there and Hernandez isn't calling a crappy game, who knows what's going to happen? I bet you the Yankees win that game.
Yeah, I mean, and they're going to win still a majority of their games, and they dropped, you know, they split a doubleheader, they dropped one of the games, you know, they're still going to cruise, man. I mean, this is one of those things in a 60-game season for them.
Yeah,
it's probably not going to matter all that much, but they still had a larger hill to climb after that. I mean, if they ended up dropping both of these games, I think it'd be more of, an issue, but they didn't. That's the other thing about this. When you're like, I'm looking at the CBS Sports Network, thinking the Phillies because they couldn't play for 10 days, whatever it was. You know, you got one team who's 8-2, 9-2, and the other, you know, 2-3. It's just, it's so bizarre. Everything is so bizarre. But
well, look at you. You're in a brown house right now, sitting in a baseball glove of a couch. And yep. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It doesn't get much more bizarre than that. Just think about where you've been the last 3 days and where you've been like the last 20 weeks. So, yeah, the whole thing's bizarre. It's all wacky. But at the end of the day, you know what? It's still entertainment, and that's all that matters. And by the way, I don't want to sit here and tell you that I told you so, but I have to. I told you so. I told you the Mets were going to be a better team without Yoenis Cespedes.
Okay.
They are now 500 without him.
Oh, wow.
That's
a huge improvement.
Record with him, and they are 500 without him. Congratulations.
Don't you hold
Corso,
on to that take a little
wins.
Yeah, don't you hold on to that take a little bit longer, but other than the 500? Like, get him on a winning streak or something before you break that thing out.
No,
I mean, it's really not that impressive that they're 500 without Yoenis Cespedes.
So, Al's probably on this type of thing because this is right up his alley. Was Cespedes at the Roosevelt Field Mall yesterday?
I don't know. Yesterday was a couple days ago. I guess the day he opted out, I saw Barstool had a picture of him and a couple guys hanging out at the mall. Yeah.
At the Roosevelt Field Mall in Long Island?
I believe so, yes.
So he didn't go back to his ranch. He went. He left Atlanta. Did he fly himself out? I mean, did he private jet it? I mean, do you have any idea how he got back here so fast?
I don't. I don't know how he got to the Roosevelt Field Mall, but he had to do some shopping before he went back to the ranch.
Yeah, that's right,
evidently.
Man. Yeah. Well, he probably had some stuff there too that he wanted to get, and he was like, "Yeah, let me grab a couple other things." Roosevelt Field Mall's got everything. You know, why not?
I mean, he's worried about coronavirus and he's going to the mall?
Well, he's not. We know that.
Well,
no, that was a farce.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense, does it?
No. It makes no sense. Well, it does make sense because we know that he's full of it. So that's what makes sense. You know, it's funny. Since we're talking about him, I got sent this clip. I got a friend who's a news anchor, and he sent me this thing. So down, I guess, in Roanoke, Virginia, they had a fill-in sports anchor who doesn't normally do sports right after the Cespedes thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the NBC affiliate down in Roanoke, Virginia. This guy hacking his way through the Cespedes story.
New York Mets Yoenis Cespedes has gone AWOL, according to a statement put out by the team's general manager. According to the statement, Cespedes has not shown up to the ballpark, and the team has not been able to contact him.
Cespedes, Yoenis Cespedes has gone AWOL.
All right, so give me an update. What's going on out in Bellport, man? Are things happening? You said you got your electric pack, so.
Yeah, well, so one of the friends that I have that can do everything, you know, these friends are the greatest people on earth to have, and people have stepped up for me. Like, I have one friend here who's allowing me to use his house. Another one helped me with the generator yesterday. So it's sort of like a double-edged sword. Well, not, it's just – or a catch-22, rather. When you have a friend that can do everything for you, it's great, but on the other hand, it's the most emasculating thing ever. So he comes over and just takes a look at this generator that I couldn't get going the day before, and he's just – plugging things, stripping stuff, just like while he's on the phone, he's making a cup of coffee, he's plugging stuff in, he's putting wheels on it, he's rolling it out there. So yeah, let's go to Lowe's. Let me get this, the 30 breaker, I'll turn it around, I'll do this. So he does the whole thing. We get it going. We pour the gas in. I go to the gas station, get the gas, put the gas in, rip the thing. The whole neighborhood is just overtaken by my generator and the house. Goes magically up. The air conditioning starts pumping. I'm like, all right. You know, even though I did nothing, I oversaw it. So I felt like, yeah, that's right. I've taken care of the house. And then.
Somebody's got to be the leader. Somebody's got to be the foreman.
Right. So that's right. Someone's got to be the foreman on the job. So I said, how do I know, though? Because we have to shut the real power completely off in the house while the generator is running. You can't have both going at the same time. Like, how are we ever going to know the power goes on? So he says, well, you know, you got to ask somebody near you who also lost power. So the neighbor right in front of us, my wife happens to have her number. We text her and we say, hey, can you let us know when the power comes on? Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. No more than 20 minutes after the generator gets going and we haven't had power for 24 hours, she goes, oh, it just came back on. I said, oh, okay. Great. So I can't complain. I almost wanted the generator to work a little bit longer just because all the work that we put in.
Yeah.
But still no internet at this point. That's been down for multiple neighbors. So they obviously had some major damage with the cables there. But everything else is up and running. So that's great.
You know,
and we kept our plans, by the way. We had plans last night.
Yes.
And I said, if the power's back on, we got the AC cranking, we're going to follow through on the plans. So we took a trip over to Ocean Beach. I saw your buddy Scott at the Mermaid. Someone was trying to buy the Boomer Esiason Foundation surfboard from Scott.
Oh, really?
That's hanging over the bar.
Yes.
And he said, no, priceless. You're not allowed to
that's
have it.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
he goes, there
man.
Is not a number in the world where I'm selling that Boomer Esiason Foundation surfboard.
I like it. I like it. I appreciate it. So a little update for you know where I am. So in Manhasset, Palandome area. We have no power, and there are two major issues. One is Palandome Road is a pretty used thoroughfare between Manhasset and Port Washington, and it's a main road. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. It goes right through the heart of the Manhasset town, and it goes all the way up to the Port Washington. There are power lines that are down on Palandome Road. And there are the power poles. The poles are cracked in half, and the whole thing is laying down in the road. And I'm like, man, I cannot believe somebody isn't taking care of this. I mean, it's like
it's still dangerous. Sitting there?
Yeah, it was sitting there last night. It's still sitting there. And I'm like, this is awful. I mean, you know, and because it's bad. I mean, it's bad. And then at the end of my road to get out to Palandome Road, there's got to be a 2-ton tree that is totally collapsed across the road, and I don't know what it's going to take to get that thing out of there. So you can't even I can't even access from where I live to Palandome Road because of that tree. And that tree's I'm thinking that there was like a tornado that came through there, because three houses up from my house, there are about five or six trees that are completely uprooted, and these trees are 65 feet tall and probably weigh a ton. You know, I mean,
yeah.
And they just got blown completely over. Now, they fell towards a house, but they were far enough from the house that it didn't hit the house, thankfully. But if they would have fallen the other way, forget it. I mean, there would have been no way to get down that street. And I told you, we had a fire at the top of the street, and we had about 10 fire trucks on that road. If those trees would have fallen the other way, that there would have been no way to get to that house, because both access points would have been choked off because of the trees and the enormity of the trees. So there is just a ton of just debris everywhere, and nobody's done anything. The only thing that anybody's done is put up like police tape where you have to now go around where those lines are down on Palandome Road through these little narrow streets and areas of Manhasset. And I'm sure it's not happy for those people who live there, because they probably got about 1,000 cars a day coming through there now. So that's how bad it is, and nobody has done anything, which is amazing to me.
Well, that's tough. Yeah, I mean, that's insane. I mean, you would think, I mean, what is it? The first, let's try to get the power on some other way and then go back and clean up the mess. That dangerous.
It's not so much the mess. It's, you know, I understand the trees. The trees are hard. You got to get, you know, there's got to be tree services involved and everything else. But the power lines and the power poles that are cracked and they're bending over and who knows? I mean, those poor people that live on that road right there, you can't access their house.
Yeah, you got to get out of there anyway, right?
I would think so. I don't know. I don't know really what the deal is. But because of that road and the usage on that road, I would have thought somebody would have been immediately on that. But I'm sure that there are other places that are just as bad. I guarantee, you know, because the North Shore just absolutely, with all the old trees and all the power lines that are all interspersed in between all those old trees, you know, it's all over the place. And I know PSE&G has got crews out there working 16-hour shifts and everything else. They brought in out-of-state crews to help and all that other stuff. But I just figured on a major thoroughfare, the most important thing would be to to get that thing open if you could. And nobody has really done anything in the last 48 hours in that regard.
Al, how long did you not have power? When did it come on?
I lost power for a total of 24 hours. So it came back on at around 2 o'clock yesterday after having gone out around 2 o'clock the day before.
And what about Whimsy? How did she handle this whole situation?
She handled it very well. I think she was curious why yesterday morning I didn't turn the lights on and was using a flashlight on my computer or on the iPad. But other than that, I think she was kind of clueless.
You know, there's nothing like the satisfaction of your electricity and your internet coming back, is
it? Oh, no. And then you start to feel so cocky to everybody else.
Right.
You know, like you're like you did something to get it back.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know exactly the feeling that you're talking about. I kind of did have that feeling, though, yesterday when that generator was going. Like, I mean, that was I took a video of it. I sent it to Boomer because he was the one who gave me the generator all those years ago. So there is something about that. Like, it was so loud, but I was so proud of it. I wanted the neighbors to see, like, hey, I got this thing under control.
I got it going. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. You guys need some AC over here if you want to dip in for a couple minutes, cool off. I'll be over here.
So here's going to be the big thing for me. So, you know, today's Thursday. So today's, you know, landscaping day. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the question is, are the landscapers going to show up today?
Yeah, mine did to get that tree out of there yesterday. They were right on top of it, man. I called them the second it went down. They were there yesterday with the chainsaw, and they took it away. And then I think they'll come back to get some of the other debris later. But, yeah, I think they will. I think
you guys stick to the schedule, man. Well, I'm on the schedule and definitely on the schedule. So I have been on a schedule with this company for about five years now. So we'll see.
Yeah, so they'll be there.
We'll see.
They will be there.
You're
paying them. You pay your bills. You pay your landscaping bills.
I see the bill every month, and it gets paid every month. There's no delay. There's no nothing. So we'll see. But, you know, the thing is that, like, I'm looking around the neighborhood, and I'm saying to myself, you know, everybody's dealing with the same thing. You know, that's the thing. And some people have it worse than others. I mean, and, you know, you feel bad for those people. And you're like, all you care about is just get my freaking electric on and get my I need my internet. Let's go. And I was supposed to be broadcasting from home this week. I was getting all this technical stuff taken care of and everything, and obviously all plans went awry.
Yeah, no, certainly they did. I know. I mean, and the only house I think that was unaffected by all of this is this brown house that I'm sitting in. He didn't lose power. He didn't lose internet. I mean, there's something about this empty brown house that was immune to this tropical storm. So I am thankful for that. All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network and radio.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.